I'm good.
All right.
I'm just looking at Area 51 on Google
Maps. Area 51. Good grief.
It's on the Google Maps.
Hey, that's where,
that's
where the so-called moonwalk was.
Does it have street view?
It doesn't have street view. That's it right there.
Really? It's a big hole in the ground.
Area 51.
Boy, look at that. Look at that set.
Whoa.
That's a big one. It's by Death Valley.
Oh, no. Now I've zoomed out, and I'm never going to find that again.
It's right there.
I'm going to find it now. It's off to the right.
It's right there on the right.
Okay. That's just the tab, y'all. Anyway, welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Well, that was the big hole you zoomed out.
That was the big hole you zoomed into.
That was the big hole, he said.
I said it was Area 51.
Hold on, let me bring it back.
Area 51.
Welcome back to the Duck Call
Room. Why would you be looking at that?
Why do they call it?
Well, because we were all talking about random stuff waiting for the computers to turn on, and I saw a thing that said something about Area 51.
Why not Area 22?
Well, I assume there already was one.
That's down there.
I've never heard of it. Yeah.
I've been to Area 7.
Look, there's people's cars there.
What are they doing?
That looks like a sad place.
I mean, what is this? It's like chicken coops.
There's no color.
No color. Right.
Everybody drives a white vehicle.
Well, hey, easy now.
I'm just saying, that's okay. But
hey, look at it.
No, that ain't. They ain't driving them. That's when they toting them folks in and out of there.
Oh, no.
That's where the aliens are.
Hey, that's
back
where
in them vans.
That's right.
Well, oh, yeah. So you can't.
You know, the ones they testified to Congress about or whatever? No.
There's the moon landing building.
What is
sure.
that? Is that a...
You think it took that much space?
UFO?
Or you take up... Hey, there's an airplane.
That's to send the aliens back home.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's all go. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
What is happening out here in the desert?
It is a runway. We're looking at a picture of Area 51.
Sorry, I don't know what got... I was looking at the internet and somebody had said something, and I was like, I'm going to Google map that.
Well, Si wants to be a space nut.
Hey, I could be one. I really could.
Oh, you could.
There's your moon landing right there.
The only thing bad about it is it takes too long to do it.
No, that ain't a lake.
What is that?
How long do you think it'd take?
That is where your boy walked on the moon, right there.
Light years.
You think so?
Light years.
And perhaps.
That's right. That's where they walked on the moon, boy.
You don't think they went to the moon?
Look, it's called Immigrant Valley.
Well,
that's weird.
Yeah, direct that connection weird. To
that's where they immigrate from.
That's right. That's
look, and that's where they put their box stand.
Men in, so where we've landed is that Men in Black is real, the moon landing is fake.
Alien is an immigrant.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, what do the aliens call us?
I don't know.
I bet they don't call us humans.
Intruders.
The problem is, I bet they don't speak English.
Them intruders.
They may.
Them foreigners.
Why wouldn't they speak English?
I mean, I know people that barely speak English.
Hey.
If you're from a different planet, ain't no chance, right?
Hey. I don't know. Is it?
How do you know? What'd they call that? Convergent evolution, where something in one place is evolving at the same time as another?
Say that again.
Hey. Convergent evolution? Hey, how do you know they're not evolution. Going? They're going through the same thing we are.
Time moves on.
I'm calling all of it a hoax. What is this, a trash pile?
And this time is killing me.
That's right. The body part.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a baseball field.
Is that a swimming pool? Where?
Oh.
Right there.
Welcome to the America, boys.
Go down.
Go down.
Go down. The thing that looks suspiciously like a diamond.
Right there.
There's a baseball field in Area 51.
Have you ever seen them aliens jump?
Hey, and it's underground.
Well, they ought to be.
That's actually
basketball play.
Softball field, really, but
that's underground.
I bet the Area 1 slow pitch softball team gets just strapped by them aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it.
So you're going to Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You want to get a look?
They called and said, "Hey, do y'all want to go see the World War II, Pearl Harbor?"
Well, that is not Hawaii.
We will do it.
So y'all are done.
The Arizona.
So that's where you're going.
Time out.
Yep.
I just saw something. Why in the world is there a Wright Brothers Cafe there?
Because
that's a long way from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Explain that, JD.
I'm sure there's more brothers named Wright. Maybe it was their cousins.
Well, so you just put an aviation museum about the Wright Brothers where an aviation attack happened? I don't like the correlation there. I don't think that was a good call.
Well, they were going to name it the Maverick and Goose Cafe.
Yeah.
But then they remembered that was the Navy.
There you go.
But I guess this Pearl Harbor was probably the
what
Navy.
Would bears, what would well, bears be without bees?
I'm for the Navy.
Ears?
That's what it'd be.
Got him.
Hey, Godwin, do you know what's blue and not heavy?
No, I don't know.
Light blue.
Light blue.
There you go.
You know how to make an egg roll? Light
blue. No.
Hey, push it.
He says you know what's blue and not heavy.
I actually do be know light how to make blue. It, bro. Well, that was an interesting little start to this podcast.
It I was. Didn't
see
coming.
Can we go see Saturn's rings that Si keeps talking about?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I would like
the to problem with Google Maps is it's pretty much just the Earth.
Wow, and it's flat.
I've been telling you that for a while.
See, it looked, hey, the Saturn ring looked flat too, but it's not. It's 3D.
Oh, you know where we're going.
3D. Where are we going?
To that field. I was seeing.
What's in the field?
I don't know. I'm trying to find.
Gold?
I'm going down to where y'all duck hunt. That way we can figure out.
Okay, where are you going?
I'll be interested to see if you can find where they duck hunt.
What? I know exactly where they duck hunt.
All right.
There it is.
You got to go
the dog.
Bill and Kay Enterprises and go across that bridge.
You landed right on it because there's the dog right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's si, where's the best place to duck hunt on this screen right now?
Dog Bayou.
Right there in the center, the right. Dog.
Dog Bayou.
Right here?
No.
The reason,
that's
the reason.
Food, that's a food plot. Yeah. Right here, the big water area.
Yeah.
Right
the,
there.
With the
right
two
there.
Little fingers of
mm-hmm.
the creek.
Right there. Look at that duck blind. Ooh.
I have found one of y'all's duck blinds
because
on Google Maps.
Because it's an ancestral
I'm gonna name
hole,
it.
JD.
Ancestral?
Yeah. It's been there for years.
Years and years.
Years.
And if we want to go to where Martin duck
going,
hunts.
You better get way away from
hey,
there.
They've been traveling. They've
go,
been
stop.
Traveling that highway
go
in
north.
The sky.
Go north. North.
Thousands
north.
Of years.
Keep going north. You're going the right way. There we go. There it is.
There we are.
Golly, we got a pin on it.
They're temporarily closed.
No, we're permanently closed. Don't pay no attention
to that.
Don't
pay no attention to that.
It's permanently closed to outsiders. It's like Area 51.
Do people Google map a lot of stuff, or is that just me?
Well, you did it.
Probably.
I do it all the time.
I never do.
Closed.
I tell you what I do, which is what's weird, is now that they have like all the lake maps ever of any lake in the country available on your phone, I just go and look at different lakes and the contour lines and like how water flows and crap. Like I'm weird. I get it.
That's
I mean,
fine.
I'm,
I do that on land.
Yeah. So, you know, now that all the technology exists, it's like, why not use
Could
it?
Could you imagine being the people that showed up here and just started walking and map this out?
Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, how did they do that? I don't even understand.
Just like you said, canoes and walk.
Yeah.
Hey, they didn't have air conditioning.
That's right.
No.
So they didn't know no better.
Yep.
No.
And I don't know. I guess
that was back when, okay, that there were buffalo and elk in Louisiana.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we had to come and ruin it all.
And then we had a human beings came and screwed all of it.
And we came along and replaced elk and buffalo with crackheads.
Yeah. Yeah. With meth. Huh. Meth.
Well, we just took a wild turn there. I didn't
see
that.
Hey, leave it up to a human being to screw
I'm
up.
Just saying, you know, we said, oh, we'll make this better.
Yeah.
And then we replaced it with a bunch of crackhead.
And then crack happened.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do drugs.
And
we'll
then
be back after.
That's right. Hey. That would have been something to be involved in.
What's that, crack?
No. Lewis and Clark's
I'm telling you.
Lewis and Clark.
That's a long walk.
No, I'm out.
Now, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
It would have been an adventure.
Look, I barely made it to Oregon on the computer like five times. I always got the dysentery or the typhoid fever. Ain't no way I could have done it in real life.
Well, when
they didn't have a computer either.
When I came to visit Daddy and Mama when they was in Arizona, Page, Arizona, on top of a mesa, we went for where people. When they was going west, moving west, we went to see some of where they...
Your mom and daddy used to live on one of them flat tops
out
there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Page.
Hmm.
Really?
He worked on the plant there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Steel plant?
Huh? Well, it was a pipe fitter's plant, you know.
That is pretty stinking cool.
They done it for about, 5 years. And the whole time that they was there, Lake Powell was on the rise. Was filling up.
Well, boy, it ain't done that in a hot.
Oh, no.
Is that why they're on a mesa?
Well, no. Well, they just, that's where
they learned that from the river.
Hey, but you talking about pretty.
Oh, I bet that'd have been a cool place to sit up there and just look around at some things.
I thought Arizona was hot.
It was cool.
Them suckers walked from St. Louis to just about Canada all the way to the Pacific Ocean over by like Seattle.
No, no. Oh, yeah.
That's a long walk.
I bet you it took them more. How many years did it take them?
A couple.
Yeah.
Then they had to walk back. There wasn't no return flight.
Who was the president that sent them on that?
Oh, remember? TJ.
Tommy?
Thomas Jefferson.
Our buddy Tommy.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of the time they were doing that, they were in Louisiana.
Well, hey, they spent a lot of time.
The Louisiana Purchase?
They went from
1803 is a good year.
St. Louis to Louisiana? Oh, no, it went way up.
Yeah, Louisiana was like the whole thing back then.
Yeah. We were the first Texas.
Dadgummit. In your face, Texas.
Low-key, y'all are way better at it than we are.
Hey, well, we were so good at it, they had to split us all up. There was too many.
No, they said if this thing's ever going to survive, we got to get them into smaller chunks.
Yeah, too many Louisianians. Yeah. Is that what we are?
Yeah, I guess.
Louisianans? Louisianians?
It depends on if you're north or south of I-10, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah. There's such thing as too many of us.
Yeah.
We're different.
Mm-hmm.
We are. We are very different. And, hey, I think it makes us interesting.
Well, that could be proved by TLC.
A long legacy.
There was a run there where they were just searching for weirdos in Louisiana.
Oh, well, that wouldn't.
To put on TV.
That was just because of all the tax-free film credits. That wasn't because we were interesting. Look, they could Lord. Do it the cheapest here.
Billy the Exterminator begs to differ.
Yeah.
What's he up to?
5'2", eyes of blue.
I thought that was you.
I think we probably, never mind. Anyway. All right, let's take a break. This is going down a road.
I thought we already took one.
Oh, I don't know. Are we?
Who knows?
Was there a break in there, Hunter?
Is there any
we can
coffee?
Use? I didn't think so. Yeah, go get some coffee and let's figure something out.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie and Whoa, That's Good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind and Whoa, That's Good. That's klovefanawards.com. Before we get into the inbox.
I need my headphones.
Godwin needs his headphones. And
get your ears on.
If you're listening to us on one of your favorite podcast apps, be sure to leave us a rating and review. That way more of your friends can find us, even though I'm not sure how more people could find us because everywhere I go now, they talk about the podcast, is awesome.
And hashtag like and subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe, all that good stuff. And leave a nice review. We're going to read some. Leave a bad one. We'll read it too. I don't really care. Hey, it's America. You got freedom to choose between 1 and 5 stars. You do what you will with it. And we've got the new deal where we're asking y'all to send your questions, short questions, mind you.
Succinct, to the point.
Yeah.
If I get bored, I'm not listening to the whole
send
thing.
Send it via a voice note or some video or something to Johnny D.
How are we going to do that? Am I just going to play it over my computer and put the microphone towards it?
Oh, Hunter can do it. Exactly. You just send it to Hunter. He'll put it in post. And the editor's favorite line ever will... fix it in post.
Yeah. What you got, JD?
It in post. I got a couple good emails.
But what's in that hello@duckcallroom.com inbox, Johnny D?
This one I cannot help with at all.
Uh-oh.
I have to turn to the experts. Ethan from a little place called Wisconsin. Emails in.
I don't know nothing about walleyes.
I don't know nothing about walleyes either. But his buddies have been duck hunting. Do you know anything about duck hunting, Godwin?
Little bit.
Perfect. You're the guys for this. They've all been duck hunting for about 4 years. They all just turned 18. Sounds great. One of my buddies, we're going to call him Bart, is terrible. His shooting is some of the worst I've ever seen. Out of those 4 years, he hasn't shot a single duck yet. Even though he goes through about a box of shells per hunt, he's always eager to get out hunting, and then he's always eager to leave after sitting out there for 20 minutes. He can't call to save his life, and there's just nothing he brings to the table while we hunt. All the rest of us can call, shoot, have bought decoys. He has done nothing. What should we do about Bart?
He's got a limit.
You start a podcast and make him the main character.
There you go.
Hey, I like that.
That was good.
No, Bart sounds like Bart's got the same problem I've always had my whole life.
He gets no respect.
Yeah.
No
respect. According to my brother and my nephews, I have never killed a duck in my life. When the truth, is just the opposite. I'm the one that if I didn't go, we wouldn't be eating duck, okay? Because these other clowns, no. They don't bring much to it.
I tried to tee you up on that one.
Martin said, start a podcast and make him the main character. TV show might work too, bud.
Yeah, they ought to give that one a whirl.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, that was just a joke.
But for you, your partner, the rest of you should be ashamed of yourself since you all claim to be such excellent callers and shots, and you're not sharing the wealth to teach your buddy.
Ooh.
Your friend. Game on all three of you, you idiot.
Sigh spitting the truth.
Yeah, I've said what I wanted to say.
Hey.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Teach your buddy what you know, boy. Share.
There we go. And before y'all get on me too much in the comments, I was obviously just kidding. I hunt with Si a lot, and I let him do most of the shooting.
And like, we always have a blast.
Absolutely. So that was just for pure comedic relief. I got a good rise out of Hunter over there that y'all can
do. Occasionally, I do shoot decoys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But that's fine. That's what we take him for. But, you know, I'm a Si. Like, help him be better.
Hey.
Why would you love that your friend is miserable at something?
Hey, ride him like a yard dog. Throw a saddle on him. Have your spurs on and go ahead and have fun with him. But, hey, in the meantime, teach him how to hunt.
The only thing that concerns me is it says he wants to leave in 20 minutes.
Well, then he needs to take his own ride.
Yeah.
He drives his own truck.
Look, when I go down there at Fields, I know there's a chance they're going to stay till 2 o'clock. Your boy takes his own rig.
He drives his own truck.
Yeah. I mean, like, I take my own four-wheeler.
Y'all ain't got nothing else to do, boys.
Yeah, I take my own four-wheeler and my own truck. You ain't holding me captive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I ain't saying I want to be there 20 minutes, but he needs to, if he wants to leave after 20 minutes, then he needs to take his own rig.
There you go.
But, I mean, yeah, you tear it up. No.
It's making lemon tea.
But shame on him. At least a boy likes to go. Who cares?
Right. Hey.
Like, a lot of times it's hard to find people that actually want to go with
you. There you go.
I was just going to say, I have been there before that I couldn't get no one to go with.
Yeah. And while duck hunting is fun alone, it's way more fun with friends.
You always take someone with you. The journey's way funner if someone else is there with you.
Yeah. There's about two, maybe three times a year I go strike out by myself just because I need a little alone and quiet time.
That's right. Little time alone.
But, I mean, Bart doesn't seem like the kind of guy that – does he want to call?
He seems like he's perfectly happy with where he's at in the duck hunting world.
Just firing off rounds.
So you just – y'all boys need to suck it up and
just call
teach him
good.
To shoot.
Well, I mean, he's got
– But I'll say I was the new guy for a while there and had no clue how to duck hunt.
But I can go ahead and tell you, if y'all been doing it for 4 years and think you're good at it, you're wrong.
Yeah, ooh. That's right. Zing again, big guy.
I'm just saying.
Ethan thought we were going to pile on Bart, and Ethan's just...
He's speaking the truth in love.
I'm just telling you how it is. Even at 4 years, my love for it was extremely strong, but I still wasn't no good at it. And like, I mean, it took me probably 15 years before I felt like I was very proficient at it.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to now, 27 years into it, I think I'm
okay. You're a fair hand.
I think I'm decent now.
That's right. You're a fair hand. That's exactly
I'm officially
right.
to the age where I don't have to tote everything anymore, which is a good stage to get out of. Like when you can just tote your own stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. And not have to tote nobody else's.
And not have to tote every decoy.
Load the wagon, baby.
everything.
But I mean, when I first got into duck hunting, I did. You have to have someone teach you.
Oh, 100%.
And I went with Stone and Godwin one day. I went with you a lot. I went with Gimber a lot.
Which is what,
and that's how I had to learn.
Us duck hunters are notoriously bad at teaching because once you get to like a certain level, you only want to hunt with hunters of that level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to take a step back and hunt with people that haven't been doing it as long, and because you know they're going to flare ducks, they're going to do something goofy. If you're videoing, they're going to jump up and try to shoot first, and they ain't going to kill nothing. When the rest of us are just like, hey, man, let him dance over the decoys. The more footage we get of him, that's fine before we get to shooting. But they're always in like a race, in a race to get him.
Got to kill him.
Well, the problem is they race to get him and then they don't take the time and they miss. And then you ruin the whole scene and everything else with it. But no, teach him, keep going with him. I mean, if he bows out one day, he'll bow out. But if the boy's enjoying it, now I would talk to him about the 20-minute deal. That's a little, that's annoying. But, you know, but anytime I have a back end or something where I know like I've got a hard out at 8 or something, I just take I take everything myself, whether it be vehicle, boat, whatever. I provide my own means of transportation so I can go. So, Bart, if you are going to be the guy that wants to leave after 20 minutes, you need to invest in four-wheeler, boat, and all your stuff and be prepared to tote it out of there by your lonesome whenever that happens. But Ethan, be a better friend, man. Like, ooh, the boy likes to go. Like, let him go.
Hey.
I mean, I got a bunch of people that I'd rather not hunt with, but they love going, so let's go.
Martin, would you like to name those people?
No. I mean, they're not going to listen to this anyway. It wouldn't matter, but I could, but.
I'm just kidding. You know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, 100%.
I really didn't know we were going to pile on Ethan like that, but I enjoyed it very much. All right, next one. Confused on how to talk to a
dog?
Nope. That apparently is
a woman
easier.
Or a girl, boys.
Yeah, we have so many of these emails.
I mean, I get it.
And
like,
it blows my mind.
We've outkicked our coverage, every last one of us.
That's probably why they want our advice.
But we probably shouldn't be where you turn for relationship advice.
We probably should be.
Really?
Why not? My man didn't put his email in. It starts with a C, though. His name is. His name's right. He's been listening for a while, and he's heard some surprisingly good advice. So I guess he's with you, Martin. It's surprising.
Yeah.
There's a girl at his church that he likes, and he's not sure if she likes me. I would tell her I like her, but I don't know how. I like you is the start. I would just like to ask how to go about it and when you know if it's the right moment to tell her. Also, before anyone says to body slam her, she's not that kind of girl.
No
body slamming's out.
Somebody, how do you know?
You don't body slam.
Say, I beg to differ.
How do you know? That's an awful bold claim to make. You ain't even got the stones to go talk to her.
That's right. Hey,
yeah,
like,
I don't understand that.
Are men so afraid days of rejection?
It's epidemic in our emails, and we need to face it.
Yeah. No. Here's the thing. You said it.
Why are we so
afraid of rejection?
Now?
And hey, look, you're going to be rejected in your life sometime.
100%.
Okay, that's just a given.
It's like when.
That's part of the game.
Get up and keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, you get up and hey, the next one you see.
No, that didn't work.
Hey,
well,
you may say, hey, would you like to go to the movie with me? I'll be fired up talking about, well, sure I do.
Yeah.
What are we going to see?
What if she's waiting on you to.
Yes. Hey, a lot of them.
Thinking about
it. Just what
about
the guy was saying. I wish this idiot would finally get off of his rear end and ask me out.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting on you.
You know, they're waiting on you, dude. And you're sitting there, how do I talk to her? Hey, you go up and say, hey, you good-looking heifer, you. You want to go out and get a Coke and then y'all go to a movie or something?
Notice he didn't say Pepsi.
Hey, and I didn't say Pepsi either. And once the relationship is started, then tell me, hey,
there you go.
You don't go out and go dancing and you don't go to a club somewhere. And
I mean,
good fun.
But really, though, are we at a point where people are just so scared of
rejection? No, I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
that stupid little thing called a cell phone.
But that should make it easier if you don't have to face it.
No, no, because they don't know how to talk anymore.
Well,
that might be it.
This all thing right. was made to talk.
Well, then take a note out of George Strait's playbook and write her note says check yes or right. no.
Yeah,
check yes or no.
There you go.
I remember them days.
Hey, you never can go wrong with music.
You like me, yes or no.
You can never go wrong using music.
I don't think that's going to work from experience.
What?
Wait, hold on.
Uh-oh. I'm out.
Hunter's chiming in. Hunter's a young single man.
The producer has spoken.
From experience in my high school days, that does not work.
Check yes or no doesn't work anymore?
No, time out. What are you?
Hold it, no.
I know. I'm not saying, what are you defining as didn't work? They check no?
They don't check anything. They just get rid of the note.
Well, then put a maybe. Like, add a third box. There that's no go. Maybe. Yeah, like,
that's when, hey, that's when you confront them face to face and said, hey, look, little girl, I wrote you a note, and hey, I want an answer, whether it be yes or no. You're going to give me an answer.
No, now see, time out. Now, I am a firm believer that no response is in fact a response.
It is.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, hey, you got a point there.
So, but, I mean, I don't know. My parents raised me that the worst thing people were ever going to tell you was no.
Oh, yeah.
You done that in high school?
Oh, Hunter, yeah, it was just last week.
Yeah. What? No.
I mean.
Hunter said no.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Hey, I want
that's junior.
What did it say? Did it
the
say?
The note stop at junior high.
Oh, you can do notes all the way. I left my wife a note last night.
Hey.
Well, that's different.
She checked no.
Yeah. Hey.
But it was worth a shot.
I left her one, too. It said, get bottled water and trash bag.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes your notes change, but I left one.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate them notes that's on the bathroom when you wake up in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And they
said, don't clog it up again.
I don't like, you know, it's, you know, you're doing this. You need to stop doing this. I don't like it.
Oh, accountability
notes. Oh, good grief.
Uh-oh. That's a nag.
I was...
Anyways, there's a problem.
Hey, you got to have a little.
There is an epidemic facing our young people.
They're afraid,
afraid of rejection
or something. Yep. I don't know. Or they just have zero self confidence at all. Probably because they are on their phones all the time, looking at all these other people who are faking what they have, and you never see their real life. And they're like, "Oh, I stink compared to this guy," but like. Yeah, everybody stinks. So just have some self-confidence. Right. Write a note if you have to that says, hey, you want to go get a pizza and make out? Yes or no? And if she says no, you say, I cannot believe you don't like pizza. She will laugh. You will be rewarded, sir. It works every time.
And truth be known, if she doesn't like pizza, she's not the girl for you.
Amen.
And she's not the girl for anybody. So
ain't the girl for me.
Because then
Could
she probably.
Imagine a woman that didn't like pizza being married to that?
I bet she likes Pepsi.
And salad. Bet they eat at Subway for lunch.
Personal experience, guys.
Here we go.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here we go.
There's some beautiful women out there. Okay. And guys are too scared to actually talk to them. I've actually talked to them and found out.
He ain't afraid to talk to them.
No, I'm serious. And I said, hey, what is with these guys at school? She said, they'll look at me, but they won't ever come up and talk to me. I said, well, darling, you have looked in the mirror. You are drop-dead gorgeous. She said, yeah, and it's a curse because they won't talk to me.
Oh, I guarantee you I talk to them.
Well, no.
I would.
Hey, y'all need to learn from this. They're wondering what is wrong with you.
That's right.
Why are you afraid?
Yeah, why are you afraid?
So the time is right.
Yeah.
Right now.
So, hey, the time is now.
Get off this right moment thing. Yeah. You ain't proposing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The right moment is the first time that you see each other and you're both breathing.
Yeah.
That's the right moment.
Hey, if you're breathing.
What you doing tomorrow night?
Uh-oh.
I think I would enjoy spending time with you.
If she takes your breath away, hey, you need to go talk to her.
Now. Call her.
Right.
Call her.
Stop this podcast.
It don't make no difference what you call her. Just call her.
Call her.
That's it.
Hey, and if you have to, just play this part for
her. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Say, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah. Look, we're about to ask her out for you.
Yeah.
Martin, how would you do
What's her name?
Do we know her name?
No. Hey, you want to go?
Hey, you want? I was a firm believer in the first one being like totally up to them, like coffee, breakfast, something where we both drive, we don't pick each other up, and there's a way out for them. Because if they're not digging it, they need to go, and if I'm not digging it, I need to get the heck out of here too. Hey. Like,
it can go both ways, guys and girls.
But like dinners and movies are always those are movies weird.
Don't
so like,
do a movie.
So like start at
picture shows are weird.
No, no I'm like saying first for number one. Because there's then a captive audience because nobody's going to want to get up and walk out of there. Look, at breakfast, you're like, oh, I got to go to work. I got to – there's 100 different things you got to do before 9 a.m. in the morning.
You're already saying it's not going to work before you even
I'm not saying it's not going to work. I'm just saying make it
– I'm getting out of here.
Martin already said he's bringing his own four-wheeler and he's got an escape plan.
That's right.
Your boy ain't scared to just – woo, woo.
Hey.
I mean, like –
if it ain't working, it ain't working.
There's no reason to waste either of your time to say make it work.
Yeah.
Like either it works or it don't. So do something where you can both make that decision. Yeah. Huh. It's not rude. Mm. And you don't have to sit there next to him for two and a half hours in a movie. If you're like, man, this person appalls me. Like,
yeah. Movies are weird as an early date because you're not getting
to
know anybody.
Well, you don't talk in the movie anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to go on a date to a movie early on.
I'm not interested in wasting time.
Squirrel hunting. That'll do it.
Squirrel hunting.
Time's the one thing we don't get back, so I'm not interested in wasting it if it ain't going
to
work.
Get to the point.
And you only get one of these.
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So you got, if you're looking for the one person that you're going to be like, hey, you want to sleep in the same bed and hang out every day and annoy each other for the rest of our lives until we're about 80 and die,
and our,
you might want to dial that in and not be afraid of rejection or hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
You might have to tell somebody, you know what? You're not the person I want to do those things with, and you deal with it.
Yeah, I agree. And respect the answer.
Yeah.
Whatever the answer is, respect it.
Move on.
You can be nice about it.
No is no. That's fine. No is fine.
Yeah, it's okay to say.
No doesn't mean try harder.
There's all.
No is no.
There's all.
Moving on.
No doesn't mean try harder might be the most important thing you've ever told anybody on this podcast.
I'm just saying.
That's it.
Like, no is no. Get the heck out of there.
No doesn't mean try harder.
Yeah. I'm
that's
just,
good advice.
That is great advice. Put that on a t-shirt, Hunter.
Yeah,
then that one to Instagram.
Then you just become annoying.
Wear that one to the breakfast. Like, I mean, whatever.
Wear that one to the
yeah, do whatever you got to do. But
oh,
well, I guess we can now take a break.
Let's take a break.
Ooh, take a break. Let it cool down a little bit.
I'm going to send my wife a note.
Hey, I didn't tell y'all. Look.
Tell me.
I meant to tell y'all this other day.
Tell it to me now.
Because I think Si may actually.
And you waited this long?
Yeah. I think Si may actually be legitimately somewhat excited about this. So you remember we hunting with Johnny D's uncle, Mac, who's been on the podcast for. If y'all ain't seen that one, go fly back and watch that one because Mac's a genius. However, what did he bring with him every morning to the duck blind?
Biscuits.
A biscuit pan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A company has started making those biscuit pans again.
Oh.
Oh, okay, they did?
And I may or may not have procured said biscuit pan.
Oh. Well, where is it?
It's in my office.
Oh. Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
I need to try it
well,
out.
Well, we ain't got no fire in here to cook biscuits over.
Oh, I'll make sure we do.
He'll bring a portable.
So, I'm just saying, Si, this duck season, things are looking up.
Oh, yeah.
We got a biscuit pan. Yeah. All we need is to go.
Oh, used to be the highlight of the morning.
Forget the duck.
Hey,
I can't eat no jelly.
Used to be, and look, here's the thing. Here's the great thing about it.
Well, ask Phil to make you
any
some sugar-free jelly.
Yeah, Owens would go into the kitchen to do the biscuits. Okay, time they got done and he brought them out on everybody's plate, we'd get them in our lap. And, hey, it happened most every time. By the time you'd get your food, here come a bunch getting the decoys.
Yeah. Food on the floor.
On the floor, and everybody stood up, shot the ducks, and then
I think y'all can tell by looking at me there was never food on the floor. Y'all go ahead and shoot them. I'm going to finish my biscuit.
Yeah.
So, look, when I was just in Colorado with Mac,
Did he make you some?
Oh, every night.
Ah.
Oh, no, he done
them, them angel biscuits.
In his little pan?
Uh-huh.
Oh, oh, no. He had done got that down to a science. Buddy.
Unbelievable.
It was my grandmother's recipe.
Yeah.
And I ate 8 of them the first night.
God bless you.
Well, the first,
I ain't even mad at you for like not bringing anybody.
The first four were with butter. Oh, yeah. Oh, straight out the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. First four with butter. And then the next four, he said, well, for dessert, Phil and Kay sent me some Mayhaw jelly. Right. And I said, boys, I've made it to the promised land.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I looked at my kids and said, y'all don't get none of this.
Yeah, no,
this
don't waste it. Don't waste it on them.
Right now. You don't get
it. And I was like, I don't know how I'm one of the few people in the last like 10 years that have combined Max Biscuit and Phil's Jelly together.
Mm-hmm. We used to eat it every morning.
It was magic.
Every morning. I'd be sitting there because, you know, for the most part, duck hunting sucked. Like after the woodies were done, there was always like that hour and a half, 2 hour lag before you ever even saw another duck generally.
That's right.
And all I would be sitting there on my little bucket, because Phil didn't believe in a chair with a backrest, was sitting on a hydraulic fluid bucket, and I'm just waiting to smell that butter where Mac's buttering that skillet and melting it before he puts the biscuits in there. And when I'd smell that butter start to brown in that thing, I'd wake up. I'd be like, okay, boys.
But you couldn't.
The worst seat in the duck blind was right next to Mac.
Wow.
Because you had to pass the first one all the way down. All you were the last one to get one.
Yeah.
That would
You like, get yours last.
Like Phil always got the first one out of the pan. Then Jace got the next one. And then generally Goblin or Stone, whoever. But I was always pretty close to Mac, so I was just always just passing food by me. And I mean, I would get so sad.
By the time he got
the aroma.
He finally got his.
I'd be so sad.
Yeah.
But I'd be so hungry by the time I got But, of course, the cool thing was you were the first one to get seconds, though, because you knew just how many biscuits were left in that pan. So you could slide over there.
So if you could just
endure the hardship of passing the first round all the way past you, you were actually in a pretty good spot.
They ain't even like a real biscuit. They're like a roll and a biscuit, right?
Yeah.
They're fantastic. And then when he didn't have time to make the dough or whatever, he would just – let me tell you something right now. Don't turn your head at no Pillsbury that he throws in there either. Now it's just as good. I mean, it ain't just as good, but in a duck blind, he's pretty darn good. A Pillsbury biscuit with Mayhaw jelly and butter in him is still fine. Like,
oh yeah, and then he'd make him
cinnamon rolls. He would do the canned cinnamon rolls.
Those things were good.
Oh man, like
a duck hunting treat that can't be beat.
Yeah, for you folks that don't know what we're talking about, it's just like a little cast iron cornbread pan is what we grew up. My grandmother actually had. No, I was never gonna bring that one.
Yeah, 8 minutes on each side.
But because I got that at the house, and I don't even cook with it because I'm scared I'm gonna break it. But it was just. It's a little pan that closes up on itself, where you could cook cornbread and stuff over an open fire or a gas stove. Yeah, and you just do like four to eight minutes on one side, flip it over,
and
4 to 8 minutes. But then you could crack it and make sure it was as brown as you wanted to. If it wouldn't, you go back to the fire a little bit, and if not, you know, if it's done, it's done.
Oh, you
was
can
it the same.
You can
size
cook them to perfection.
Mm-hmm. This one like Mamaw's and Max too were kind of the oblong round shape. This one's more of a square. So,
oh yeah,
but it's the same deal.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy walked up to me. You were there. He was there. He was selling them at that deal.
Was it?
Yeah.
And I missed it?
Uh-huh. Because he walked up to me, and he handed it to me, and he said, do you know what this is? I said, buddy, I know exactly what that is.
We know what that is.
Martin said, sign me up.
Well, I said, how much?
Yeah.
I just said, how much? And he said, well, no, y'all are the reason that we started making these things. From watching those videos in the past, then we got to looking for them, couldn't find them, and he said, "I'm an iron worker, so I just decided to cast my own."
Yeah, I cast my own.
And I said, "Well, buddy, I said whatever you're charging, I'll take it." And he said, "No, this one's just a thank you." And I said, "Well, watch
you're
this.
Welcome."
I said, "Most time I walk around these shows with stuff people give me, and I try to just let them get out of sight, and then I go throw it in the garbage."
but watch this.
And I took my backpack off and I unzipped it and I put it inside my backpack.
This is going back on my back.
I said, this one's going home.
I need to procure me one of those.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Did you get his card?
I do.
Good deal.
I've got his card.
I need to take a picture of
it. He said he was going to make us some more with the Duck Commander logo on them.
That'd be good.
That we could have just for ourselves. He said he'd make everybody one. So.
I
want one.
Yeah. Awesome. It was, I'm hungry.
But there you go. That's how you make biscuits over an open fire. So right. We may can find a clip from back in the day to put on there to show you exactly what we're talking about. But
We used to have full-blown meals.
Oh, yeah. We eat our way out of that place.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at us now.
Yeah.
We've had fried crappie.
Yeah, we fried crappie in there.
Cooked steak.
That's the crappie.
The best thing about teal season, we used to go kill a mess of doves bring the doves and grill them with us.
Stone would cook them up.
They were good.
Yeah, 100%. Sit there and eat doves in the duck blind.
Phil said, y'all can do this every day.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, Johnny D.
I just decided to Google Mac Owen Biscuit Duck Commander, and I found a old forum about duck hunting.
Which one? Duck Hunter's Refuge?
Hunter's Refuge.
Yeah.
And a guy said, I was trying to figure out from the Duck Commander DVDs how they got these biscuits. Well, I found Mac's phone number and called him, and he asked him where he got that pan. He informed me that he had bought that from an old lady on the side of the road in Arkansas.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you couldn't find them anymore. And the people that if you found it in an antique store, they knew what they had. They were extremely proud of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like trying to find one of the OG Magnolite pots in it. I mean, like, you got to give up part of your firstborn to get it. And, you know, some things, while you do have all this nostalgia and memories of it, some things it just ain't worth it. And you're like, well, whatever. But, man, I got such fond memories from it because that's how my grandma made cornbread. She made cornbread and that thing on her gas stove because forever she didn't have an oven. You know, she did everything on the stovetop. So, like, that's how she would make cornbread. She would make little cakes in that thing. Like, you name it. She did all of her baking on a stovetop, on a gas stovetop with that guy. And, man, it just, you want to talk about good. But it makes portable instant hot biscuits.
Do you know how good?
To perfection.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about it. These are they're brown, perfect on both
Johnny
sides.
D, he's just thinking about it.
You know the other reason they're so good? Because you know you can't get nothing else to eat where you're at.
That's right. Yeah, you're way out.
You are way too far away from breakfast.
That's why I said it's not really about the hunt. It's about who you're with and what you're doing.
Yeah, Ethan.
I'm serious. It really is. I remember so many fond memories. Mac had just left, got up, told me, all right, I'm going to cook breakfast. And I look up, here come one Woody coming over. He was high. So I said, hey, don't nobody move. I said, I'm finna kill this Woody. So when he come over, I raised up, boom, shot. Well, Max in the kitchen cooking. Well, by the time he walked out, the duck, it took him like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. The duck just hit the water. He said, good grief, how high was he? I said, oh, he was up there.
That sounded like me.
Yeah, I said, hey, he was up there.
How high was he?
Hey, the longest shot I ever seen was Jason Robertson made it with the he actually had two guns in the blind. He had his Browning with three shells in it, and then had a 10 gauge with three shells in it, pump.
Jason,
We got in. Look here. Look, they called him in. Him and Phil called him in. It was two bunches. They split. And the one bunch was backpedaling in the decoys. The other bunch was about, 50 yards high when we shot the bunch in the decoys. Well, Jace raised up and killed three with that Browning, set it down, grabbed that 10 gauge, and killed two with the 10 gauge out of the high bunch. And I'm telling you, it was like boom, boom. And then it was like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005.
How far are we going?
1,006. Splash!
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
1,007, 1,008, 1,009. Splash! And I said,
his seconds are on point, though.
Yeah, looking at the clock.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, it was like 10 seconds before you heard the splash of the duck on water.
You ever notice, though, every time we did stop to eat, there would always be ducks coming in?
Oh, no.
You know why? I'm a firm believer in this.
Well, it's like every time you quit, pick up the decoys.
Because none of us were standing up. We weren't talking. We were quiet. They couldn't see nothing. We's just sitting there. And our decoys were doing their job.
Well, I'm fixed that. You're right.
It kind of goes against like duck call sales.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like every time we would go, and you look up and you're like,
well, you're feeding your face. Dang. There wasn't nothing being said, nothing being blown. Okay.
Yeah.
And nobody's up, nobody's moving.
Come right in the plug.
Feeding the face.
I think that's the best advice we could give Ethan.
Hey, I'm serious.
Y'all need to start eating. Mm-hmm. Down there.
There you go.
Up Bart there. Might be the biscuit man.
He might be.
Well, it always happens every time he hands us the plate.
That's what I say. You bring the grub, you get invited back every time.
Because then the next thing everybody did, as soon as you got eaten, everybody in the blind stood up to stretch to make a little more room, and then 5-millimeter neoprene waders that you couldn't breathe in.
Oh, take your food down.
Yeah.
Good grief. How did we hunt them?
Hey, we always had seconds.
Because you got through eating the biscuits, then you look like a can of biscuits in them neoprene waders.
Sure did.
I mean, like, ready to pop out of. Just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we was duck hunting.
Nah, we just
had that was duck hunting.
Oh, it was duck hunting, but man, if we'd have just had breathable waders back in, ain't no telling how many biscuits I could have ate.
I know.
More unbelievable. Them neoprene things was, so uncomfortable. Mm. Unbelievable. But there's a walk down memory lane for y'all.
That's
fine. If you don't know,
now you do.
Go check it
You're
out.
You're missing
go,
it.
Go check out the old That's videos. Right. It'd be Duckman.
It's Weather the Storm.
I think. Probably 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there. It was in all of them.
Them
it was on
the good old days.
It was the Benelli Presents Duck Commander show, too, because that's what, once we did it the first time, then, like, that's what led to frying fish in there. And we cooked crab legs in one of them or something. Like, I mean, we did
all
it
that
all.
King
like,
crab legs there in the blind.
Yeah. So
somebody sent us.
Yeah, somebody sent them in, and we boiled them in the blind, steamed them in the blind. Yeah, always notice on them days Al would show up.
Al was that's why he fills that vest out so good.
And this was even pre-vest. He didn't even need one.
Al in his vest.
But so folks in the comments, if you duck hunt, what's your favorite duck blind cooking? Now we all there know Little go. Debbie got the corner on a snack. There it is.
Look at the brown on that.
That's perfect.
And see how that pan's oblong? That's why I'm saying all the old school ones were like
Look at that.
Oh, my word.
Praise be, buddy.
That's perfect, boy.
Praise be. That's it.
Is perfect.
But now.
He's got two going.
The one that the guy's making now, the name of the deal, I loved his name, too. The name of his company was called Duck Blind Bistro. Like, this little free. A free little ad hoc.
That came up whenever I was trying
to find. Duck Blind
Bistro? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a square pan. It's not the oblong pan. So, if you're like, well, that.
You get more in there, huh? That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sure you could.
There's the one.
That's it. That's the one. That's the one that I got in my office right now.
Yep.
So it's the same concept, just a different shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you see it and you're interested, give them boys a chance. They're from Alabama somewhere or something. Like, they just a small business and just a guy chasing a dream.
It's worth buying, boys.
Wow. Yeah.
He got a handle cover for it.
Yeah, and you can, that way, so when you open it, you can pop that off and just grab one of the handles with it.
That's
but while
awesome.
It's in your bag, it stays together, and you don't have to worry about cracking your cast iron.
Yeah,
like. I'm
interested.
So, yeah, that's the deal.
Look, he's got a grate for it.
Well, we did that deal for a while, like talking about small businesses. There's our small business highlight.
There you go.
The Duck Blind Bistro.
Duck Blind Bistro.
And if you have any of those oblong shaped ones that you're just trying to get rid of, 117 Kings Lane, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71292.
We'll recycle them for you.
We'll take them.
Yeah, we will 100% take them. If for some reason you're like, man, I don't ever use this, and you don't have no nostalgic memories, we will gladly take those off
your hand. Don't make me go get another 5 gallon bottle of betaine.
5 gallon bottle.
Oh man, we've somehow chewed up an hour though. Woo, Johnny D, you want to? Is there a Bible verse about biscuits?
You know what? Close enough. I think I got one pretty close. I think I'm going to surprise you with what I got.
There's one about a curly headed man cooking people biscuits in the Bible.
We don't know about their curly hair, but one of them had to be in charge of this part of it. Acts 2:42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers.
Amen.
It's good to get together with friends and eat well.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
We're pros at that, and that is just a good thing. It's biblical, people.
That's it. We'll see y'all next time here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Bang.